I would imagine no concern about this being a so-called trap game.
Those things don't exist in the NFL. You know, week to week, there's so much parity throughout this league. The differences between records is very, you know, minimal. It comes down to a couple of plays. So when you turn on the tape, you know, regardless of what statistics are, you've got guys out there that can play. We're going to have to prepare ourselves well for Sunday.
What do we know about this Raider defense?
You know, I think they've got two really talented guys in their front four. You know, Seymour, local guy who played at Georgia and has ties to the area. Very good player, has been for a long time, very physical. You know, I think their linebacking core has some good players, early round draft picks, and guys who are capable of making plays. So, you know, we just have to execute as well as we can and clean up some of the things that we've made mistakes on the last couple of weeks and try and play well.
Matt, tell me what Tony means to you, professionally speaking, of course. I mean, another great game, and this guy's talking about retirement.
He's playing at a high level. You know, he really is, and he has been, you know, for 15 years. I mean, he hasn't let up at all. He's great to have in the locker room. You know, he's a huge leader for our football team. He's taught, you know, I think everybody in this organization a lot about what it takes to play at a high level week in and week out. And I'm certainly glad to have him around.
When you need a go-to guy on a particular play, I mean, doesn't it seem to be him all the time?
Yeah, I mean, he's been that guy for us. He's made some critical plays for us in a lot of different situations. He never flinches. He really doesn't. He never flinches. And even when he's covered, he seems to make plays. So, you know, he's one of the best players to have ever played this game.
Look for me. I'm going to be boxing this guy out.
Oh, no, he knows better than that.
If you were a relief pitcher, they'd be concerned about how many times you're up here and throw. You've thrown a lot. Have you altered your week routine any because of just saving your arm? I mean, is that...
No, not too bad. You know, I've, knock on wood, I've never had issues with that, and I feel great. And so, you know, my routine during the week has remained consistent, and, you know, I think it's worked pretty well.
Just throwing it a lot doesn't ensure anything. I think New Orleans and Cleveland are the only two who have thrown it more in the league, and they're combined 1-9, I guess. What's the key? I mean, is it the threat of the run? Does that open it up, or how would you explain it?
You know, I think we've kind of done it differently in each game. It just, for us, I think it depends on how games shake out and how defenses are going to, you know, play against us. And, you know, some weeks it's been some more passes, but we've run the ball effectively when we've needed to. This year, I think we ran the ball effectively when we needed to last week. Mike Turner's touchdown run at the end of the game was kind of the clincher, and that came through the run game. So it's... You know, I think balance is doing what you need to do in order to win, and we've done that so far.
Mike, Matt, who are the Raiders? They're in that San Diego game till they can't snap the ball. They go beat Pittsburgh. Who is this team?
I think they're a good football team. I really do. I think it's, you know, they have talented guys. I think offensively, you know, I haven't seen much of what they've done, but I know they have some skill guys who can make plays and score points on the defensive side of the ball. They have some guys who can change the outcomes of games. I think they have some talented players. So when you turn on the tape, you can't worry about what the record or statistics say. When you turn on the tape, it's a good football team.
Is Kelly still jumping out at you? Tom Kelly?
Yeah, no. Still, you know, there's still a bunch of good players on there. Veteran guys who have played for a long time, including Seymour. I think, you know, those guys have been around for a while but are still playing at a high level.
In your experience, how big is it coming in off of bye week?
You know, they'll be fresh. They really will. They'll be fresh and they'll be ready to play. They'll have made some corrections from their first quarter of the season, and I think they'll have some different looks for us, and we'll have to be prepared for that. But you know, this time of year, you can't worry about it. Can't worry about what the other teams having, what they've gone through or what they're coming off. You just have to prepare yourself to play.